Welcome to the bad boy pod, talking bad boy bards, make a good girl nuts with the bad boy swag. Having conversations that a bad boy mad, sit down, relax, kick back, have a blast, enjoy the bad boy pod, brought to you by Lady Pods.
Do you think that person listens to the pod, or they just look at our Wilmers?
No, that person was already following it.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So I followed them
if
back,
you,
actually.
I mean, everyone who's hearing this right now obviously listens to the pod, but so never mind. Right. What's funnier, the Wilmers out of context or the pod in context?
Wilmers out of context, I think, are much funnier.
Absolutely. So email Diane your favorite Wilmer sliderama of all time.
Yeah, sometimes I'll just reminisce on a past episode. My favorite image I think we've ever posted is, oh shit, I'm sorry, I'm not going to get the exact words here, but it's like,
I'm going to hang up.
Fuck you, demon whore. And then it's that picture of Satan. Do you remember from that SVU episode? It was like graffiti in the background.
Oh, yes, of course. The artist who was graffitiing her like trauma around New York City.
wonderful
eventually,
drawing.
Eventually,
I'll put that
he
back
got
in the slime this week.
Okay, you're
he
right.
Did.
Let's have a quick relapse of the devil art. Did you watch Lil Nas X's new music video?
No, I did not, and we can't do it here, I guess.
Yeah. So we got flagged by Universal Music Group. Not to brag-a-rama, but we got an episode taken off Spotify because we literally
Uh-oh.
Played an entire Justin Bieber song.
Oopsie doodle.
I am and for those who don't know, whoops, yeah, oh my god, those who don't know, Justin Bieber is a huge fan of the pod. He listens every week, and I know for a fact that it wasn't his choice to remove our episode from Spotify, but because, you know, now he has to listen on iTunes, but Spotify is his preferred platform. So it's tough. But it's just
tough.
One episode.
I mean, it is funny that it's the second parter of the end of the year episode, too. So, like, you're never going to find out how that year ended on Spotify. Guess you
no
better download Apple Podcasts, buddy.
Guess you better download Apple Podcasts, buddy. Anyway, I'm Julia Davidovich. And if it were up to me, all of our episodes would be taken off Spotify. And everyone would have to listen to the podcast on Stitcher.
My name is Zoe Klar, and my preferred way of listening to podcasts is actually just through my sweet dear Alexa. I like to scream it at her. I just say, hey, Alexa, play my favorite podcasts. And
Alexa,
she just knows.
Play I Poop. So if you're... Oh, shit, she's playing it.
I hope Jeremy's on a call.
Do you hear it?
I poop in the morning. Oh, I can
this
hear
was
the clinking.
A big mistake.
We're gonna get Spotify.
I just want to be flagged by Organic Kids.
Me too. You know what? I feel like we've played the entire song and still haven't gotten flagged by them. So maybe they're just thanking us for the listens.
They don't quite have the same cachet as Bieber.
You're right. I think between the two of us, we've probably made them more money than anyone listening to that song.
Easily. So we did, that was our like joint bad boy of the week, was that we did get flagged and taken off Spotify, but no harm, no foul.
Yeah, I guess I'm still alive. I'll live.
Yeah.
I'll live. You'll live.
It's
Diane is barely living, but
Diane,
she's living.
This nearly put Diane over the edge.
she was very upset for 6 days.
She was.
And it's only been two.
She was so upset, she completely lost her sense of taste and smell. It was really bad. super bad for Diane, though. 12th time getting COVID. She's eligible for the vaccine, but she's waiting out for AstraZeneca.
She's waiting until everyone's allowed to get it before she gets hers.
Yeah, it's like when people are like, I'm not going to get married until gay people can get married. She's doing that, but with the vaccine.
She's a hero.
Mm-hmm. Definite hero super spreader of the week. So do you have any bad boys?
I don't think so. I'll think, but I can't think of any. Perfect week, can you believe it?
That's
I know
amazing.
It wasn't perfect, but not one bad boy stands out for some reason.
I have a good boy, bad boy hybrid. The good boy is that I love Joanne's Fabrics.
Oh.
Who I haven't been there in so long. The bad boy is that I went there because I was reupholstering my dining room chairs because it had a white fabric a lot of schmutz.
Can't have the schmutz. And we'll put those in the Slimer because they are beautiful. Not your schmutzy ones, but the new ones.
My new ones. And so I went to Joanne's and I got some fabric. I got some foam, and the foam I got was extremely thick. In the store, it didn't look that thick. But once you put it on that chair, you were like, wow, this is way too tall. This looks insane. So I had to go back and return my foams and get new foams. And then I redid it and it was perfect. But in the process, I hurt two of my fingers.
Poor thing.
Because I was like removing, this is my stapler remover. I was removing the former upholstery staples and some of those were in there really tight and I hurt myself.
I mean, bad boy me, I still haven't returned your stapler.
I know you haven't.
do I know where it is? That's cool. That's the next question.
Charlotte just texted me, what's the house restoration show you like? Which one don't I like?
You're right. That's what's the real question here?
Restored on DIY. Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Okay, bad boy. I've been using this water bottle. How about that? Jeez Louise. Really keeps the water cold. Boy? It's a clunker and a half, and I am so clumsy. I love walking into my bottle for some reason. So
does it
remember
not
when I
roll?
Asked you? it rolls, and then both cats get disturbed, and it's hell on earth. It sometimes just I'll walk into it, and it'll fall on my foot, or I'll just hit
swell?
The table. It's a swell. It weighs 7,000 pounds. It was a free swell, though, so that's why I'm using it.
Oh, the best swells are free. I feel like... Did you have a Nalgene growing up?
Who didn't?
I had like a pink Nalgene. I loved the Nalgene craze of the early aughts.
I mean, it was like a Nalgene for every mood, but really it was just because we didn't know how to wash them properly.
Oh, yeah.
Why does it smell?
If you left water in a Nalgene for more than 12 hours, it had the worst smell you've ever experienced in your life.
You're right. You're really right. And then when
like
you start...
such. Yeah,
and
go
you
ahead.
Learn how to actually wash, you know, a water bottle. When you get one of those like life-changing, how you say, like the spiral wand.
Yes, yes, yes.
Love that bitch. Spiral everything in the home.
She's a very flexible, versatile bitch. That's for sure.
Not enough appreciation for that little wand.
No. Did you have one of the Nalgene toppers that made it a little sippy cup?
No, but I know you, my friend Amanda had like literally, I feel like she was the hugest Nalgene fangirl in the world.
Oh, wow.
It's also very camp adjacent though. Like she went through the camp pipeline of like
camper
to what's the next level?
CIT, counselor in training. And then she became a counselor. Maybe she was a junior counselor.
Yeah. And like, if you're doing any of that shit, like you need 17 Nalgenes. It's part of the deal.
Yeah, you need so many Nalgenes and you need to put stickers all over it. And it needs to be pretty much your entire identity.
And about as half as many sweatshorts as well.
Oh, yeah. Did you have Bulldog sweatshorts?
I don't think Bulldog was a thing.
BDG?
No, I don't think so. Not for us. I know.
You barely lived. What about Sophie shorts?
No, what's Sophie shorts? I'll put that in the Slimer. I'm so curious.
Okay, yeah. They're not that interesting, but like, they were basically just like cotton fabric shorts, and everyone would fold it over at the top, and you could see the brand was Sophie. I think it's like Sofee. And you would fold it over so you could see the tag. But sometimes if you were a real whore, you'd fold it over twice.
Oh my God. We were doing, that was like the crux of being a high schooler in gym class was like folding down. It's like make my weird little teenager legs more visible to who?
Yeah. I don't know. Why did we do that?
Mrs. Gordon?
Like, Yeah, I should have covered them up more. I wish, like, ugh, God. But yeah, you know, I definitely had those shorts. I definitely showed off that little ass of mine.
I loved how they were both low rise and short, so they just look like SpongeBob SquarePants on every young woman.
Yes, yes, yes. It's like incredible a bandeau. Look. It's like a bandeau top, but shorts.
We'll put some of our greatest hits. I feel like I have exactly one pair of those left, and they're just holding on for dear life.
You have a pair of Sophie shorts?
They're not Sophie shorts. They're Old Navy knockoffs that are. They're not even knockoffs. I'm just gonna text you a pic. They're just shitty.
Oh, okay. I guess technically they're cheer shorts.
Oh.
But here, let me text you a pic, and you'll be like, I completely get it. I almost texted these to my mom.
She'll be like, actually, I'm wearing these.
But I remember going to Sports Authority, which is like a Modell's.
Yeah.
And
such a classic look.
Buying a pair of like green, you know, like that, so, that green color that is like, it's like so green.
Yes. Is it the like a forest green or is it more like a hospital green?
What is hospital green?
I think of like, remember Scrubs phase when everybody was wearing Scrubs as pants?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I definitely wore Scrubs as pants. I feel like this is all camp garb.
Camp garb, relaxation related, you know. I think we were lucky in that we got to have relaxed fits, but it came at a time where we were also trying to show off our disgusting little hip bodies. Bones. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I actually think I have a picture of me in bright orange Sophie shorts when me and my like childhood friends went to Hershey Park, and I had a little bit of a tubbles. Maybe I'll find my little tubby tubbles and my shorts if it doesn't feel like too child porno. Okay, what do we do? We have any bad boy updates? I don't think so.
No army news. Oh, well, what? Chet Hayes.
Oh, yes. Chet Hayes is in the news. It is a white boy summer, after all. Yeah, Chet Hayes.
Did you hear his rules?
I actually didn't.
Are we allowed to? We should watch that then.
Okay, let's watch it. I don't think they're going to get mad at us. White boy summer rules and regulations.
Perfect video. That's what our episode will be called.
Oh, all right, wow, here wow, he is.
Wow. Woke up this morning. Internet gone mad again. Sheesh.
But it's like, why do you talk like this?
Rules and regs for the white boy summer. Okay, rule number one.
That sounds more appropriate for his voice.
No plaid shirts. Okay. Okay? Can't be looking like a picnic table.
I don't disagree with that.
You know what I'm talking about. Leave that shits at home. The vineyard vines and, you know, Ralph Lauren or whatever the fuck.
Is he acting like he doesn't know what Ralph Lauren is?
A black tea, a white tea, you know what I mean?
I guess so.
Keep it simple. Rule number two.
What's
no
his net worth?
No Sperry Top Siders.
No Sperry Top Siders.
That's not the kind of white boys we're talking about, dog. Okay? Get yourself some Vans, some Jordans. I'm not really a sneakerhead, but, you know, feel it out.
I'm glad he came clean about that.
And,
you're right.
There'll be more rules
music
coming.
In the background.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's Taco,
no
man.
Calling girls smoke shows. Oh. Okay?
Okay. I can agree with that, I guess.
Present company excluded.
Played out, dude. And you can't just see a hot chick and be like, dude,
he's definitely right. In LA. Look at the street sign.
Smoke, dude. Okay, that's over with. Oh, yeah, and anything salmon right. Colored?
This I can't get on board with.
Burn it. Burn that shit. Don't ever wear that again.
That's a little harsh.
Bottom line here, gentlemen.
It's a bit much.
It's time for us to evolve, okay? Period. It's time for us to, you know, grow from a Pikachu to a Raichu. You dig. You know what I mean? Church.
He's the biggest loser I've ever seen in my fucking life.
But the internet loves him.
I know, but do they love him? Or is it like, I feel like the vibe is really like, how is he Tom Hanks' son?
You're kind of right. And it's like I ask the same thing. Literally, how is he Tom Hanks' son?
I don't know, but I feel like, you know, everyone loves Tom Hanks, but I don't get the vibe that he was a present father because he's Tom Hanks. He's so famous. He's busy shooting movies. He doesn't have time to father Chet. And this is what happens.
You're right. But then how do you explain the other brother? The one that was in, what, Orange County?
Oh, the hot one.
Is he?
Hotter.
Hotter in a different way, I guess. I mean, Chet and him have different vibes. Don't remember his name. Sorry, I can't remember Tom Hanks's children's names.
Colin.
Colin. Wow, that's such a Hanks.
Colin Hanks is an actor, and Chet Hayes is his own sort of brand of white boy spokesperson slash Jamaican.
Appreciator or
definitely a Jamaican, definitely one of the biggest Jamaican appreciators in the country. Chet Hayes
appreciates it so hard he can't control himself, appropriating the hell out of it. But you know,
yeah, that's a true sign of appreciation. Biden. Oh, wow, that's him. he's already on Kevin. That's how you know he's like a real bad boy. I guess, yeah. Like, is he a bad
any
boy?
Other? Well, he has the, ability to be, I feel, because he's really teetering on the edge of kooky dookie, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
he's
one front-facing video away from really blowing it.
Absolute chaos.
Yeah, a real kookster. Yeah.
He really does love a front-facing video. Let's add him to Bad Boy Watch. What drop is that?
Yeah, I think it's Reverse Jerry.
Okay, yeah, welcome to Bad Boy Watch. That's also what happens when you're resurrected, right?
You're right. My neighbor walked by in a robe. Oh neighbor update. So not this neighbor, because he's fine. We're cool. Even though I definitely try to take photos of him.
Right. Robe neighbor.
Robe neighbor. Rude neighbor has been less rude and actually nice. Is that a win?
That's amore.
Why is he being nice? What does he want from you?
I don't know.
I don't trust him.
I know. We have theories, but we're not going to blast them here. I'll tell you, but you have to take it out. So gobble that whole thing out.
I'll definitely gobble that, but the fans should know that it is directly related to threesomes, but I'm not going to go into any more detail.
Hardcore.
A super hardcore threesome. Okay, so let's move into our bad boy of the week if we have nothing else.
Can't wait.
Should we do a respectful badonkadonk to Jessica Walter?
Oh, yeah.
I was sad about that. That was a legit sad.
I really forgot about all the hell with Jeffrey Tambor. Not that I forgot that he's a bad person, but that she got some butt end of that because of his aggression issues.
Yeah, Jesus. Definitely. Definitely.
Good
Nothing
Lord.
But respect to a true legend. We love you. Respectful dog. Okay, so let's move on to our bad boy of the week. So it's definitely a Mr.
Mr. Bribe your gal, Mr.
Bribe your coach.
Mr. Bribe your coach.
It's the college admission scandal, aka Operation Varsity Blues, baby.
Maybe. Operation Full House Jail Time.
Operation Full House Jail Time. Perhaps you remember the infamous 2019 kerfuffle where a bunch of people bribed their... Yeah.
My God. Anyway.
Incredible time to be alive, where a bunch of people bribed their way to get into USC and other, I guess, prestigious colleges in this godforsaken country. There was a documentary that recently came out on Netflix called Operation Varsity Blues, and it's like a weird acted out sort of horrible combination. I don't know. What do you think of the documentary type thing?
I mean, it's a great vessel to get information into me. But as far as the acting, it's weird because I watch so much shit that's dramatized. Like, don't we all? Like, obviously we watch so much fiction, but then when I see real life Stranger Than Fiction stuff that is dramatized, I'm like, horrifying. Why are you doing this to me? Just give me the facts.
I guess the documentary was like half documentary, half the guy who was in charge of this entire operation, Rick Singer, his phones were tapped. And so there were sort of reenactments of phone calls that exist that were released to the public. So it was basically just people on the phone.
People on the phone, and a lot of them talking shit about their own kids, which was funny.
Oh yeah, the shit where they were like, one of my kids is really smart and can totally get into college without cheating, the other one is a fucking idiot and we need to pay you $400,000 in order to sneak them into into USC via the fencing team.
Right. And then like the opposite of that, where it's just kind of like, and also because my one kid that is so smart that doesn't need this is kind of catching on that I'm trying to help her guide, like get her ass into college. Like, they really didn't respect their kids anyway, to be honest.
No, like the parents were trying to keep this a secret. So anyway, we'll go into what he did exactly. So Rick Singer is like a college counselor. First of all, his first name is William and his middle name is Rick. Immediate red flag. He's the ringleader of the entire operation, which ended up 53 people were accused of various levels of conspiracy to commit mail fraud, money laundering, stuff like that. But 53 people were eventually accused, which is so many.
That is a lot of people. And like, it took this to notice it. Like, the only reason anyone noticed is because it's celebrities involved and it's sexy. Yes. But like,
it's so sexy. It really is sexy.
How long has this shit been going on? Like,
He started doing it in 2011. And the only reason that the FBI caught on was because they were investigating someone else who was like, you should look into this tennis coach at Yale or the soccer coach at Yale who's like taking bribes to admit students. So basically what Rick Singer's theory is that there's the front door to college admission, which is you apply and you get in. There's the back door, which like if you're extremely fucking loaded and you can wire them or you can like donate a wing of a building for $20 million, maybe you'll get in, but it's not definite. And then Rick invented what he called the side door, which was a way to be admitted to these schools by basically lying and saying you were a sports recruit. So he would end up, because like the coaches have a certain number of spots that they're allowed to offer sports recruits each year. And so Rick realized that he could lie and bribe these coaches into letting them... into admitting these kids and do it for less money than it would be to buy a wing of a building or something. So it was more appealing to these rich people like Aunt Becky and Felicity Huffman and various other non-celebrity rich people who maybe couldn't afford a $20 million building, but can afford like a $400,000 fake. Like Olivia Jade was supposedly on the rowing team. Like that was her big lie.
And they get mad at regular people. And I say regular people, people that don't, you know, that aren't celebrities and have an excess amount of money for lying about where they live so their children can, you know, go to a school that they prefer. And that's just such low level bullshit shit.
Yeah.
And like their kids suffer consequences of that. And like, this is like so blown out.
Yeah.
And it's all like, what a shitty infrastructure to begin with. Like, if colleges aren't just about making money off of kids, I really do not know what it is. Like, and on top of it, the sports shit. Like, making
collegiate sports are such an insane institution money wise. Like, wasn't it like just last year college students were allowed to make money off of sponsorships? And before that, it was like they either couldn't or it went to the university or something like that.
I didn't even know they were allowed to at this point. Cause I do remember like stories about that where, I don't know, there was like a kid, I feel like there was a kid at like UCLA or something who even won like a dunk contest at like some game and they had to give that money back.
It's like, so can't even win prize money. The way colleges deal with legitimate athletes is wild. But you know, the fact that you can basically pay to con your way onto the fucking sailing team at Yale or wherever.
Just because your mother was on a long-running TV show.
Yes. And I guess her dad is like that fashion designer. But it's like, you know, Olivia Jade got all super hardcore cyberbullied. I mean, she lost her Sephora sponsorship, fine. But like, her parents fucking did that. You know, her parents are the people who bribed the USC rowing team.
It's so wild because you definitely don't you know, feel bad for them immediately, because you're just like, okay, here's this teenager who went on TikTok and was like, oh, I'm so bummed, I gotta go to school today. And you're like, oh, yeah, what a brat. But at the same time, like, sorry, you're also a product of your parents and their own bullshit. So yikesy.
And the other part of, I mean, there's so many fucked up aspects of the story, but another part of it was Rick Singer said that his company was a charity to help underprivileged kids get a college education so he could, like, avoid paying taxes and also kind of, like, get away with donating hundreds of thousands of dollars to different, like, he's going to donate $500,000 to the sailing team at Yale. Why? It looks suspicious to me, but it's because it's like a charitable organization or whatever. And one of the parents who was indicted was pardoned by Trump.
Yikes. I mean, what an honor. Also, like, the rowing team, I guess, like,
I know
they thought the most, like, least obvious, like, I don't know, just that they wouldn't get,
or maybe attention. Or maybe the collegiate sports that people actually take seriously, like football or something, it would be harder to take one of those spots or something like that.
I mean, I guess. And they can't really show their stuff in something like, you know, being a gymnast if they literally, like, it would be really hard to prove, I guess. So no shade to rowing, which I'm sure, you know,
very
requires
competitive
a
sport.
Lot. Yeah. Gotta have very strong upper body, and frankly,
I would hate it.
I would be terrible.
Out of every sort of niche sport, which one is your fave?
To watch or do?
Let's say both, because, like, I feel like watching ping pong is so fun for like 7 seconds and then it's boring, but maybe it's sort of fun.
I like ping pong and tennis, I think. You know, those are very similar.
Tennis isn't really a niche beach, though.
I guess it's not a niche. You're right.
Like ping pong, fencing, sailing, polo, water polo.
You know what? In gym class, I did like water polo.
You did water polo in gym class?
You didn't do water polo in gym class? Did you have a pool?
I think I did.
At your school? Pool at your school.
Shady bitch. No, but like I was on the swim team and we would like drive to a pool near us. But we didn't have a pool at the school.
That's basically a pool.
At the school.
Pool at the school. It's fun, but also scary because you have to tread water and use your hands. Like it's terrifying.
I thought it was in like shallow enough water that you didn't have to tread.
No, I mean, we did it like we would, you know, it's like hockey where you flip the sides and then, you know, your side would be the other side.
Oh,
you know what I mean? And then
yeah,
scoring on each other. I'm such a sports nut.
Yeah, you love to score. Is it? Yeah, no, I have no real interest in playing water polo. Although I feel like maybe I'd be okay at it. It's a niche beach, but that seems kind of fun to me.
I loved elimination and like all those games. Like dodgeball was fun. I love dodgeball.
Oh, sure. Ugh. I played dodgeball at a company retreat when I accidentally did very well and I was in it till the end because I was just like avoiding all of the balls.
It's no accident. That was your you know, strategy and you stuck it out to the bitter end.
I know, but it's not like I was catching the balls or I was you're right. I'm extremely good.
This is good.
And
so
another Oh, what?
When we started dodgeball team, I know who to recruit.
Yeah, definitely me. And then another thing that Rick Singer did to gain access was cheat at the SATs and ACTs in different ways. But his main method would be to get the parents to get the kids to qualify for extra time by purposely flunking one of those tests where people determine whether or not you have a learning disability.
That caveat, if that is the word I should be using, is very weird.
Yeah.
Like that was just like not only rude to an entire community
it's
of people
so
who need
rude.
That.
Like that like, exists for a reason.
So strategically evil too. It's so fucking weird.
Because he saw like he could exploit that part in the system to get
fucked up.
So he would basically make the parents do that. And then somehow, I don't really remember the exact mechanism by which he did this, but would have those kids go to one of the testing centers that he had control over to take the test. And he would either send someone in to take the test for them, or he would have the person administering the test change their answers so that they could score a certain number on the exam. And a lot of this was done without the knowledge of the student. So the student would take the test and be like, I think I did fine. And then they get their test results and they get like a fucking whatever, a very good score. And they think they earned it, but really it's like their parents cheating on their behalf so they can have an education and appear, I don't know, worthy of something. Like the way that we view higher education in the United States is so fucked and dumb.
It is so weird to me. I am so suspicious of anyone who enjoyed their time in high school or college. I just question all of it.
I mean, I definitely was like a drunk slut in college, and that was sort of fun. But now looking back on it, I regret everything, you know?
I mean, whatever, however you want to put it.
That's how I'll put it.
Who doesn't love being a drunk slut in college? But
that's the fun part.
But like when it comes to, but with the learning shit and like the
yeah, learning sucks.
I like learning, but the structural learning of that is very warped and weird. I don't know. I mean, like this is such a classic thing to say, but like who's going to fucking know what they want to do when they're 18 and throwing so much money into a degree that you don't even know if you want?
I studied neuroscience. I studied neuroscience and look at me now. You know,
and
why did I do that? Why did I spend so much time freaking out about fucking learning chemistry?
And I don't know. why like society frowns on community college so much, but like I loved my community college degree. I wouldn't say I loved college, but I'm perfectly happy with the fact that I did not spend thousands of dollars to be stressed out and hate something I did not care about.
Look, and you are right for that. If my kid wants to go to fancy college, I'm going to force them to go to mechanic school. They're becoming a mechanic.
Yeah, I mean, just make them, you know, decide what they want to do at an early age and let them absolutely freak out.
Let them panic. Let them think they're having a midlife crisis when they're 21 and realize they don't want to be a fucking historian. Like, what the hell?
So sad. Email Diane if you knew exactly what you wanted to be at 17, because definitely. I want to study your brain and I want to know.
I don't know if some people know what they're going to do, but some people definitely stick with their choice. You know,
yeah,
like some people are like go into college being like, I'm going to be a doctor. And then they become a doctor, probably because of some weird pressure from their parents or like some internalized hatred of themselves or something like that. They need to feel better than everyone. I don't know what doctors are like, but,
you know, thank God for them for, you know, thank God gynos exist or whatever.
Yeah.
Did they want to be a pussy doctor at that age? Likely not, but I'm sure they wanted to help people.
Yeah. Definitely. So many pussy doctors at 18.
So many people want to be pussy doctors at 18, but like the thought of me wanting to be a pussy doctor at 18 would have terrified me.
I mean, have you seen an 18-year-old? They do not look ready to make the decision to become a pussy doctor.
No. And like, I'll just watch documentaries now and be like, oh damn, wish I took an interest in fucking science when I was literally 17 years old, so I could be digging up fucking bones in a desert right now. But that's
look,
just
that's
not what I
dream.
Cared about.
That's someone's dream.
It's someone's dream.
So that was a fun little splurgerama out of whatever. Okay, so back to the college admission scandal. We honestly have gotten through most of it. Like, it's not like a real chonky bitch. But so 53 people were accused of a variety of things. 33 of them were parents who were accused of paying more than $25 million to Rick Singer between 2011 and 2018. And then 11 college coaches or sports administrators were also convicted of taking bribes from Rick Singer and falsely allowing people to exploit their dumb system.
Ugh, it's so weird. I mean, and it is such like a, when you expose, I think, any like infrastructure like this and you see the bones of it and you see how gross it is and how it's just like any other bullshit, you're just like, damn, and this is what people care about? And this is like, this is all, it's all status and.
And for people like Lori Loughlin, they need to maintain the image. They need to maintain the image that they've built. And in their mind, part of that is having their daughters, who literally want nothing to do with college, to go to this like prestigious institution that's only prestigious because they want to be, because they forced it.
Yeah. I mean, sure. I guess rich kids are brats, but that is a very weird thing to force your kid to do. Just like, and then, you know, beyond all of that. Yeah,
especially because
and
like
the lies. And to not believe them. Like,
yeah.
At all.
Yeah. I know. that is like the underlying sad part is these parents like, my kids are so dumb, I need to cheat on their behalf. They can't even cheat for themselves.
And like the whack thing is too, like this kid sounded like, what is her name? Olivia, the TikTok superstar.
Yeah.
I mean, no shade to you. You are the TikTok superstar.
I am literally the TikTok superstar.
But I mean, just like, she sounds like she was doing fine on her own. She literally had her own palette. Do you have a palette? Does anyone you know have a fucking makeup palette?
No.
And this like 17-year-old kid does or whatever?
If I ever have a makeup palette, it's going to be Scrub Daddy themed.
I can see it now. All the little like...
All the little eyeshadow things are just little splotchy doodles.
Yeah, it'll be the first makeup I buy out of quarantine because, you know, I don't want to infect my eyes anymore.
Yeah, no, this will be completely made out of soap. So it's going to be great.
Perfect.
Definitely put that directly into your eyeballs. Okay, well, I don't have anything left on the college admission scandal. It was kind of like a quick-a-doodle-do. Like, it's not, you know, it's definitely not a traditional BB, but I think it was like a fun one.
Fun one. I mean, you know, not everyone's going to sit down and watch a weird half-dramatized documentary about a college admission scandal.
Yeah, none of not us, everyone.
I mean, I don't really care about Felicity Huffman or Full House Woman or their husbands. Oh my God, we didn't even talk about their fucking husbands.
What about
what's
their
his
husband?
Face? And I don't
Massimo?
Know. They're just like, did they not have any part in this? Like, I'm sure they had a little bit.
Massimo,
like, they knew.
Lori Loughlin.
Massimo was emailing up a storm.
Yeah, he was also convicted. I don't know about Felicity Huffman, the Huffman husband. But presumably he knew about it.
I forget his name.
It's
but
weird how
everything.
Comfortable they are bribing people.
Yeah, isn't that wild though? Imagine, I don't know. I just like, it makes me so sick. Some things just happen and they make you ill. And then like, imagine operating like that. And you're like, that's a weird way to live.
They like could not be more comfortable with it. They're like, oh yeah, you're posing as a fake charitable organization, raising money for kids who can't afford to go to college. And you're going to bribe a rowing coach. Makes sense to me.
I'm literally going to take a picture of my children on rowing machines.
Oh my God. Yeah.
That's
Lori
a lie.
Loughlin took a, I mean,
I'll put
they
those
also,
in the slider. This is so weird.
Please put those in the slider. They also would like Photoshop people. Like they'll Photoshop the head of like some rich kid onto the body of a professional water polo player to make it look like that he's playing water polo.
I find it weird that someone would Photoshop their head on my body. As a professional water polo player.
I know. It was a weird way for you to find out that your photos were being used that way.
That's true. But I looked great.
Oh, yeah. You looked like such a pro.
Thank you.
Anyway, I feel like cheating your way into college is bad. And the thing is, like, Rick, once he was caught, he literally flipped on everyone. And he has not done any jail time. Felicity Huffman did 2 whopping weeks. But Rick Singer is just out and about.
2 huge weeks. She went to a yoga retreat, essentially. And she really found it rewarding. Or was it the other one that found it rewarding? It's like, that's not what I would describe jail as. I mean, I would find it reflective, maybe, you know?
I mean, Lori Loughlin is 100% going to write some tell-all about this.
Oh,
and it's going to be like, how I was played by a master con artist to trick my daughter into going to USC. Like, she's definitely going to blame him and make herself the victim somehow.
You trusted an ex-basketball coach of a guy who was like, what? I'm pretty sure he was fired for being way too aggressive as a coach. He was wasn't he throwing chairs into the... Did you see that clip? I'm like burping, sorry.
Of Rick?
Yeah, wasn't he like, there was an image of him like throwing a chair into the basketball game because like probably, you know, he didn't get his way or something. Like that guy's fucking weird and violent. And
yeah,
I don't know.
He is.
He may have played you, but you're stupid as hell and pretty crooked.
I agree.
Donkey, to call him stupid as hell.
Donkey.
I'm passing my burps on to you.
Definitely crooked though. I don't think it's donkey.
I mean, they're just, you know, it's what happens when you get rich and then all the money rots your brain, you know?
Yeah, and you just think you're entitled to everything. You think you're like entitled to sending your kid to the fanciest school because you have money, even if they don't fucking deserve it.
Right. Yeah.
And let's be real. There are water polo players who desperately need an education, and you stole it from them.
It's true. Like me, who had to go to community college.
I know. And you had such promise in water polo.
It's true. It's true. I have very strong arms. I really don't.
You really do. You really do. Okay, let's shut the door on the college admission scandal. Shut the door, baby. Don't say a word. I think Mark McGrath would bribe away to get his kids in college.
Bribe it away all day, away. Off the charts and in our hearts. Yeah, definitely. All of his kids. He'd be like, I don't know, they're dumb as hell, and I'll tell them to their face, but I'll also tell you, Rick.
Did you take the SATs?
Nope, no idea. I don't know anything. Understand what the scores mean. I took the ACT. We have anything to do with that.
Great. It's stupid. What does it all mean? They should all be banned.
I mean, like, I get it.
It means literally nothing because standardized testing is bullshit. But you know, I guess people cared about it for a super long time, but it's
what did you score on the big SATs?
I got a 29 on the ACT, which is not great, but it's horrible. It's not going to get you into school, but it's not going to prevent you from getting into school. But I had a really good college essay because of my traumatic childhood.
Ooh, I mean, I don't understand the whole like weird hoop jumping like to get into college. I think it's like a weird game. It's just like, oh, so you want to go here? Oh, you want to pay us money to go here? Well, why should we let you in?
I know, it's so dumb. And they're like, write about a teacher who inspired you. Like, no, just accept me or not.
I don't remember any of them.
I only remember the ones I had a crush on.
I only remember Miss. She would make us do like at the end of every class, like 200 sit-ups. And she would put on the same like mix, and it was Shaggy and the Venga Boys.
In high school?
This was in high school. I took a weightlifting class. That's probably why. It was the only excuse where like we wouldn't have to do all the sports and we just like stand around doing weightlifting or like run around the track. It was just an excuse to smoke cigarettes.
That's cool.
Listen, I was cool, baby.
That's really cool. I should have smoked cigarettes in high school. I definitely would have had sex earlier.
It's a pipeline.
It's really a pipeline. Okay, who are your good boys this week?
I do have a good boy. It's a TikToker.
Oh, good.
Did I not send you it? Maybe I didn't purposely because I like him too much.
Ty Bridgewater? Oh, this guy.
Do you know this guy? Worst name though.
Yes.
Is he Canadian?
He does like iced coffee review.
All right, let's review this water.
And water.
It's an ice cup. I feel like every family owns one
He's
of those
right
cups.
About that.
Basic ice.
He really just says what everyone's thinking.
What type of water are you using?
He really does.
Fridge water? Don't got reverse osmosis, huh? Couldn't spring for it.
Ooh.
What was this water?
Shout out to Shannon who sent
like
me one of these videos and I was immediately hooked.
Maybe like a Crystal Light? Guy doesn't have a Brita. That's tough. What are you staring at for? Kind of soft stir.
Yeah, I like this guy. I've seen him before.
Soft stir. I just love
his
descriptions.
No? Guy's got strong teeth. No sensitivity. Dentists probably love you.
My good boy, believe it or not, is New Balances.
Oh no.
Because I got rid of them after the Nazis took them over. But then I was like, Then I was like, it's been long enough that we forgot about that and I could get New Balances again. And they really are supremely comfortable, so supportive, best sneaks in the biz.
Wow, you heard it here last.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely known for being a supportive sneaker. So I didn't invent that, but it's true.
How do you feel on Crocgate? Like, are you into the Crocs now that they've swung back?
I'm wearing them.
Did I not know this?
I'm wearing them as we speak. I love my Crocs. Oh my God. Olive pair in the beginning of Q, and I wear them all the time. I don't really wear them out of the house, though. Okay. You knew I wore Crocs.
I feel like I'm just forgetting shit because I don't see anyone anymore. So I don't remember what your feet look like. I mean, I'm never going to forget Jer's old little potato slippers. If you have a picture, we can put that in the slider.
I feel like maybe we've put them in the slider before. I'll try to find a potato slipper of years past, but I got him new slippers. So
they really just look like potatoes, though. Like
the
a
new
baked
ones
potato,
or the old
like
ones?
The old ones, like when they come out. It's just that classic leather with the lamb. What is it?
Yeah, but it was sort of because Marcy had gotten a hold of it, and so she tore it apart, and it did look like an exploding potato a little bit.
Dogs going to be dogs.
Dogs going to be dogs. But yeah, that's my only good boy this week is New Balances. Okay.
Well, good.
Okay, TV talk.
I'm really happy for your feet.
TV talk. Oh, where do you fall on Crocs, by the way?
Where do I fall on Crocs? I have Croc trauma.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
My parents made us wear them as slippers forever. And I was just like, why are we wearing Crocs in the house? My feet are freezing. Like, let's just
wear socks and Crocs.
I was wearing socks and Crocs.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm just
sorry your feet are so cold.
I'm not over my forced Croc phase, so I get that. Maybe I'll swing back to them. We'll see.
I think you should consider a whole swing back. Okay, so let's talk about TV talk. So I saw a 90 Day Fiancé spoiler.
Okay, tell us.
Mike and Natalie got married.
I mean, of course. There's no way she would be here and not be married.
Not be married. It doesn't make any sense.
Or someone.
But maybe they moved into a place with it. Maybe they moved out. No, there's no way he left his farm.
I mean, there's no way he left his farm, A. And B, every time I've seen them shoot anything, you know, AKA her cooking show, which I love, which she hasn't really put any new episodes up.
That sucks.
In a sec. But like, also I watched some like Discovery Plus shit with him in it. And like, he was in a hotel room. So it was like, I mean, I think they just put him up in that or something to shoot that, just to be extra about, you know, secretive on the will they or not get married. And they definitely are. There's no fucking question.
They definitely are. Okay. We need to talk about RuPaul's Drag Race. So it was the roast. And Utica had maybe the most cringy set in Drag Race history, baby.
Oh, you said it.
She really went mean with it.
That was really awkward. It was pretty awkward. I mean, she somewhat tried to save herself, I think, during the actual one, but like when she came out with her material raw, when she was trying it out and everyone was like, no, like this is not funny.
Yeah.
It's offensive.
The comedy episodes are always sort of rough but usually when they bomb, it's like they just did a bad job. It's not like they bomb so bad it makes you want to rip your eyes out.
Right. And I think the comedy queens already have like probably built up their comedy a bit and have like their own little scars and shit that they've gone over and gotten rid of and whatever about it, that they've worked out their shit. Like there were some funny moments.
There were some funny moments.
But those are comedy queens. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Not the weird dancing.
Your girl Candy won the challenge.
She fucking killed it though.
She did. Candy I've Muse never seen amazing. A more cinched waist in my fucking life. She was wearing
beautiful dress.
Such a nice dress. I don't even understand how she was that corseted.
I don't know. She looked great. She did.
We'll post. Can we post her in the dress in Wilmer?
Oh, yeah. And her set was really funny. She was just like quick.
She
and
did a great job.
Bing, bang, boom.
Yeah. Bing, bang, bong. Incredible. What other TV talks are there? Well, good news is that Law & Order SVU is back this week, and it's going to be the first episode of Law & Order Organized Crime.
Like, okay, so you're saying, okay, so two new acts to watch?
Two new Law and Orders.
Oh, wow. I know. Clear my sketch.
Yeah, so apparently Law and Order Organized Crime is about the mafia, which feels very 1999 to me.
Mm, it's back, baby.
I guess it's back. The Cops 90s are back.
Organized crime is back. I mean, what's not to like?
I just like what... It just feels like such well-trodden territory, the mafia.
Yeah, I know. But like, sometimes you don't get bored of it because you're just like, how are the... You know why? Because it's based in reality.
Mm-hmm.
In whatever. And that
and I
is
guess, like,
pretty crazy.
We'll see Dick Wolf's take on the mafia, which we've been desperately waiting for.
You're right. I can't believe I know what he looks like now.
Dick Wolf?
Yeah. We had a conversation a few weeks ago. Not a few weeks ago, probably months ago. Remember? And I was just like, I have no idea what he looks like. And you unveiled him to me and I was very surprised. But he could die at any moment, I think.
Yeah, he's definitely on death watch. Let's add him.
Are you just pulling up a picture of him?
No, let's add him to death watch.
Oh, okay.
Jerry's texting me.
Once about his cob?
Yeah, about his throbbing cob.
Put a picture of throbbing cob in this letter.
Okay, honestly, I got him a guacamole greens. Do you like sweet green or do you like tender greens better?
Sweet greens is better, though.
Yeah, I agree. Tender biggest greens debate of the year.
Gets rid of everything I like. And I'm just like, fuck off, guys.
I know, but when I'm eating meat, I do like their barbecue chicken salad.
You heard I'll her say first. It. She loves the BBQ. Ooh, just had a chicky Sally.
Just had a good old burp. Okay. Do you have any other TV talks? Did you start the new Nailed It?
No. Wow. I cannot wait to open that little beast.
That's going to be a nugget. That's going to be a nugget for you to open. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
I'm excited.
In that case, I did finish Marriage or Mortgage, and let's just say way too many people pick marriage, and it's sad for them.
Yeah, especially because they had COVID weddings, so that's incredible. But you know what? Maybe they really got to save the money they would have been putting towards a mortgage anyway, and that's the real lesson here. Folks, buy a fucking house. Buy some property.
Definitely buy some property, invest in your future, buy some property in, it doesn't matter where, because, you know, inflation. So that's just finance talk for you.
Finance Zoe.
Some shit's been going down in Echo Park this week, which is where I live in Los Angeles. And there was a encampment in a public park where hundreds of unhoused people made it their home throughout this pandemic, just trying to fucking survive. And, you know, the government doesn't give them a place to live. And this park was a place where they could build a community and live and be relatively stable for the time being. And this past week, Mitch O'Farrell, our disgusting city councilman, displaced all of them. Brought like 400 cops to the park and forced them out of their homes. And their whole talking point is that they're offering them housing. They're offering them housing.
Entirely empty promise. And like, they have empty. No reason to trust anyone based on the past. And, you know, it is never. And it's not even like they're forgetting how traumatic it is to move people, especially right now. I mean, these people have no place to be other than where they know right now. Right. And just to rip them out of their spot and, you know,
just they're not putting them anywhere. Like,
it's just
they say they're offering them housing, but it's temporary until the government decides it's not necessary anymore. A lot of them have curfews that are like, you can't be gone 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. But like, how are you supposed to work a job? A lot of them aren't in L.A. County. Like, they're literally taking these unhoused people and shipping them off to places where they can't start a life, because if they are out past 7 p.m. because they're working, they'll lose their housing. It's like the rules are so strict, it's impossible to live that way. You know, they're basically imprisoning you for not having enough money to afford a home. So It's an issue that's obviously hyper local, like it's super Los Angeles based, but it's just like the way that this country and I guess LA deals with people who don't have homes is so fucking horrible. It's so gross.
It's really sad.
We'll add some links in the description for like how you can help out the unhoused population in Los Angeles, but also Albert Corrado is running for Mitch O'Farrell's seat, and we'll put a link to his website in the description as well, because you know you can support a campaign that's actively fighting against the shit that Mitch O'Farrell and the mayor of LA are doing, teaming up with LAPD to violently evict people from where they're living.
It is now more than ever apparent how much of a gang the LAPD is, and just how they really have little to no care for, you know, human life, human value, and just anyone's feelings, or, you know, anyone that isn't themselves. And just they're so hell-bent on, you know, the task at hand, and the task at hand doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
It's a sick task at hand. So don't carry it out. Don't carry out, you know, whatever you're hired. Quit your job. Stop doing this. Don't do this.
And there were all these stats that came out about like how much money they were spending flying helicopters over Echo Park Lake versus like how much that money would go towards getting people in permanent housing. Because the solution that they're offering, it's all temporary housing. It's like, yeah, we'll give you a house for a month in a hotel room that has rules that are impossible. And then what? You know, they're back on the street. Like there's no, you're not offering permanent solutions. So start.
Yeah. And it's also, there's such like a hot pot of so many, you know, shortcomings of our government that affect these people. And it is the government that, you know, is 100%. To blame for not being there.
Yeah. And you know, like, there were protesters who gathered at the lake to stop the sweep, which is stop these cops from coming and forcibly removing these people from where they're living. And the cops predictably turned it into a violent uprising for no fucking reason. They broke a reporter's arm. They shout. They suck. They fucking suck. I hate them so much. And they are killing people left and right all the time.
A literal be kind to everyone.
Be kind to everyone.
Yeah, a literal be kind to everyone. And, you know, support the candidates for your local government that have, that believe in what you believe, if you believe the right thing. If not, you can stay out of it.
Yeah, truly, yeah. If you're believing some weird adverse shit, please stay home from the polls.
Yeah, 100%.
Please remove yourself from the polls.
That's Diane's take, not ours. Everyone should vote, but Diane says not if you have shitty ideas. So email Diane at badboypod.com.
Your
bad
boys,
your shitty ideas for government. However you think, you know, whatever niche sports team you want to be on. Email Diane, because she must.
If you want to start an air hockey league or something, I don't know.
Ooh, air hockey. Julia's in.
Quiflash team.
Shop.badboypod.com for a nice little t-shirt.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Summer's coming, baby.
Ooh, can't wait. Rate and review the pod. 5-star rating. Killer review. We'll read it on the pod. We'll send you a Diane pin. We'll send you a personalized note from Diane. We'll lick your toes a little bit. We'll do it all.
I will not be licking your toes, baby.
Okay, so it's just me again.
So many new listens and no reviews.
So okay. Yeah, I know. We literally went on the line by listening to Lonely by Justin Bieber in full and getting it flagged and taken off Spotify. And you're
for
not even
you.
Gonna give us a new review.
Come on, guys.
Seriously deranged. Not okay. Not okay. follow us at Bad Boy Podcast. You can always DM Diane.
It's true. She loves getting DMs.
It's
magic
DMs,
how it pops into that inbox.
And she will reply in all caps. Don't you worry about it.
She's always screaming. She loves to scream.
She loves to scream. Yeah, she just loves communication in all of its forms. You know, get vaccinated if you can.
Yeah. Oh, get poked, baby. I love
get
that
poked.
Everyone's getting poked and talking about how poked they're getting.
I know. You know what pisses me off, though, is that the vaccination cards are so ugly. Like, They should have known that these were going to be posted on Instagram and made them look a little nicer. At least square. Right. At least format for Instagram.
You're right. They weren't thinking about us at all in our social
presence.
Hire a
social media manager next pandemic, okay?
You're right. Maybe hire one, Fauci.
Yeah,
he's not
seriously.
In charge, is he?
No, he didn't invent those vaccine cards.
You're right.
Yeah, but you know what? Are you going to post your vaccine card on Instagram?
Absolutely not. I feel like
Incredible.
Someone's going to do something to it and, you know, deep fake my body into being Dr. Phil. I don't know.
It's
I don't know
definitely,
what you can do.
It's definitely a deep fake, your Dr. Phil. No doubt about it. Okay, so I would say that's it on the spielorama. Truly fuck Mitch O'Farrell and have yourself. Well, I'm going to say fuck Mitch O'Farrell and eat your veggies and fuck your wedgies, baby.
Happy Passover, baby.
Oh, yeah. Happy Pesach. Law and Order Organized Crime.
Bow-wee-oh.
Brought to you by Lady Parts. Boom, boom, boom. Okay.